Job, chapter 28.
Gold and silver are mined, then purified. The same is done with iron and copper. Miners carry lanterns deep into the darkness to search for these metals. They dig tunnels in distant, unknown places where they dangle by ropes. Far beneath the grain fields, fires are built to break loose those rocks that have jewels or gold. Miners go to places unseen by the eyes of hawks. They walk on soil unknown to the proudest lions. With their own hands, they remove sharp rocks and uproot mountains. They dig through the rocks in search of jewels and precious metals. They also uncover the sources of rivers and discover secret places. But where is wisdom found? No human knows the way, nor can it be discovered in the deepest sea. It is worth much more than silver or pure gold or precious stones. Nothing is its equal, not gold or costly glass. Wisdom is worth much more than coral, jasper, or rubies. All the topaz of Ethiopia and the finest gold cannot compare with it. Where then is wisdom? It is hidden from human eyes and even from birds. Death and destruction have merely heard rumors about where it is found. God is the only one who knows the way to wisdom because he sees everything beneath the heavens. When God divided out the wind and the water, and when he decided the path for rain and lightning, he also determined the truth and defined wisdom. God told us, "Wisdom means that you respect me, the Lord, and turn from sin."